I got started in this whole story when I was about your age, maybe even younger, in fact. So I started working in a literacy program in Philadelphia. And my first day in the jail was quite a shocking one. But one of the most shocking things I saw that day were scores and scores of inmates walking around the corridors and the cell blocks wearing adhesive tape and bandages and all sorts of medicinal concoctions on their heads and their backs and their arms and their shoulders. And I couldn't imagine that the prison was that unsafe. And I really had to wonder, do I want to, you know, spend time in a place that looks like they just had a knife fight on a cell block, or there was a riot in the prison yard? And the next day I asked the guard on A block, I said, what's with all these guys who were strapped and wrapped in bandages? Is this place that unsafe? He said, oh, that's nothing. That's just a perfume test for the University of Pennsylvania. I said, perfume? And he said, yeah. And I said, they're testing perfume on these stinking inmates? Arpej, you know, by law bond is being tested on inmates? He said, yeah, that and a lot of other stuff. And I kept on peppering him with questions that must have gone on 15, 20 minutes. And he finally said, look, Mr. Hornblum, you are new in this jail, not the tests. The experiments have been going on for 20 years. So he didn't want to talk to me about it any longer. It was just part and parcel of the prison culture, had been that way for two decades. But I was still fascinated by it because it immediately hit me, quite frankly, as a recipe for, if not disaster, a lot of trouble.